Now, an update on Hurricane Wilma. The National Hurricane Center's Dave Roberts says it's nearing the resort islands of Cancun and Cozumel on the Mexican Yucatan Peninsula.
It's moving toward the west-northwest about 7 or 8 miles an hour. Current intensity, there's been a slight weakening. Right now it's at 145 miles per hour, so still a Category 4.
Forecasters say they expect this storm to take a turn to the northeast, crossing back across the Gulf and to threaten Florida over the weekend. But right now, northeastern Mexico is in its path. Earlier, I spoke with a Belgian tourist, Evie Mujas. She was in the town of Merida. That's several hours from Cancun. She'd fled there on a bus to get away from the coastal city.
We were in Cancun yesterday at 12 o'clock at night, and I think we saw a lot of rain, we saw a lot of wind, and we were really afraid because we thought it was starting already. And the streets in Cancun were already flooded. It was raining for maybe 5 minutes, but really hard, and the streets were already flooded.
You tried to get out at the Cancun airport?
We tried to get out of Cancun, and we went to the airport, and there were lots and lots of people, lots of tourists. The lines are really long, and some Netherlands people and American people said to us, try to get out of here, try to get a ticket anywhere, Mexico City or anywhere, not in Cancun. And we stand up in the line, and there was all the planes were full. We couldn't get out to Miami. We couldn't get out to Mexico City. So then we start really to panic. So we went to the bus station, and we bought a ticket to Merida.
And how long did it take you to get there?
At the moment we bought the ticket, I thought it was 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And we left in Cancun at 12 o'clock at night. And now we arrived here this morning at 5 o'clock. So it was a bus trip from 5 hours.
And are the roads jammed with people trying to get away? How do things seem?
Yeah, everybody from Cancun who doesn't have a plane goes out with a bus. And the most of them come to Merida. So there are lots of tourists trying to get an hotel. So we're very lucky to have a room because all the hotels in Merida are booked up. They're full.
All right, Evie, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
Evie Mujas, tourist from Belgium, visiting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.